this morning, the video says today, and he meant tomorrow. Tomorrow we celebrate Memorial Day, and it's about remembering those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice for us. It's about remembering those that bravely put aside their own lives for the betterment of ours. So this morning I wanted to open our service up with just a moment of silence that we can remember those that have fallen and have sacrificed for us. All right. Today is Worship Together weekend, so it's the whenever there are five Sundays in a month, we give our children's team a break and we leave the kids out here and we don't dismiss them. Normally, you know, they go upstairs and they'll have their lesson and their worship time and all that, but today they're going to stay out here with us. So a couple things go with that, and there's a disclaimer that I understand there are kids here. I understand that they are kids. They will be kids. Okay, so they're not going to bother me. Don't let them bother you. All right? Just try to get something out of it, and we're going to try to have them get something out of it. I'm also mindful of preaching time. They have a YouTube attention span. I have a YouTube attention span. So 3 to 5 minutes, right? That's YouTube. If more than 5 minutes, I'm clicking to the next one. I want to learn whatever I got to learn in 5 minutes, but... No, the generation that we're raising up has a YouTube attention span, and it's basically 5 to 7 minutes. So, and I understand that I'm not going to hold their attention the entire time, but I'm also not going to preach for 45 minutes to an hour unless the Holy Spirit leads. And if so, there's a playground, right? Just let them go. Let them go. All right? So there's my disclaimers. Shh. Leave it to my kid to say yay. Leave it to my kid. All right. There's my disclaimers for this morning. Are you guys ready? Ready for a sermon? All right, so in your bulletins, the title says something about the Holy Spirit, right? Just mark that through. We're not doing that today. Maybe tomorrow, maybe next Sunday. That's not going to be today. Today's is going to be called Greater Love. All right, and we're going to start in John chapter 15. I'm going to have some verses for you on the screen. I should have them all. That way I don't confuse my oldest son who is learning to run the computer upstairs, right? So I tried to be very simple for him this morning. So we're going to be in John chapter 15, and the title is Greater Love. So if you don't have your Bible, they're going to be on the screen for you. First I wanted to ask you, everybody raise your hand. Anyone who has ever died for someone else, go ahead and raise your hand. Right, it's a trick question. I did see a little girl raise her hand. That was awesome. All right. Now, raise your hand if you've ever sacrificed for someone. Right? That's a little different. That's a little different. We're going to talk about sacrifice, and we're going to talk about laying down our lives for each other. And we're going to look at a little bit of differences of some things Jesus did and what we can do, okay? So I'm just going to pick up Jesus in the I am statements in John. You know, I am the... Well, specifically in this one, I am the vine and I am the branches, you know, and he's preaching, he's teaching, he says, remain in me as I remain in him, right? So, I am the vine, I am the branches, and he goes on and he says in 15:12, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Love each other as I have loved you. That has got to be the most difficult thing Jesus has ever told me or a disciple or anyone to do. He says, love each other just as I have loved you. Now those guys, all that they were hearing was, okay, I need to care about these other 11 people as much as Jesus cares about me. But what I don't think they understood yet, because he was trying to explain to them in 14, hey, listen, I'm going to be going to a place you can't go to yet. And I'm going to go prepare a place. And I'll be back. I'm going to come get you. I'll be back. And you know, they're trying to figure out, what does all this mean? And he says, love each other as I have loved you. That's kind of a loaded statement, because what Jesus physically meant was, love the next person more than you love yourself. Because that's how Jesus loves us, right? Is that hard for any of us? You struggle with that? Okay, I do. I know I do. Every day I struggle with that. Every day an attack will come and something will say, that's not fair because that's not what I wanted. Or that's not how I would love myself. So you're definitely not doing what Jesus has said, right? You need to love me like Jesus did. And since that's not how I would have done it, you were wrong. Right? So I kind of twist the things. And that's just an attack that the enemy will use to confuse us with love. And I'll tell you, there's very different words for love. And, you know, I've gone through a lot of them in the past years I've been here. And this is an agape love. This is an unconditional love. This is a I love you no matter what love. This is a parental love. This is parents can identify with this love. This is a you are my child. I love you no matter what. I love you when you're good. I love you when you're misbehaving. I love you. Nothing can stop that. All right, that's the love he's calling us to. Love each other as I've loved you. It's incredibly difficult. And then he goes on, he says, greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Now, when I was in seminary just a few weeks ago, no, actually it's been a few years ago, I wrote a 15-page paper on this verse. So we can go real deep if you want, but I will give you this much. There is no love greater. There is no word that we can come up with. There is no emotion fathomable to understand the love that it takes to lay down your life for someone else. I've heard a term, you know, I would fall on a grenade for you. You know, a very militaristic a term. I was watching a show the other day. Two Marines were talking, and one of the Marines said, I'd lay on a grenade for you. And he had tears in his eyes. He was weeping. He meant that. He meant, I love you so much that I would die for you. I would die for you. And Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he says, love each other as I have loved you. And he continues his sentence with, greater love has no one than this. He laid down his life for his friends. And if you keep going, he says, you're my friends. So he says, I'm laying down my life for you. You're my friends. It's incredibly, incredibly difficult. It's the most selfless thing ever. And it's one of the things that society will tell you is honorable in certain situations, but dishonorable in other situations, right? At some point, we should be a hero, but other times we should be selfish. Other times we should be selfish. And Jesus didn't call us to that kind of love, did he? So I want to look at a little bit of this love. And we're going to turn to the right to 1 John 3:16. And the apostle whom Jesus loved wrote, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. For our brothers and sisters. Have you ever had the opportunity to die for someone and didn't take it? Most of us, no. Several of us, no. That's just not our everyday lives. So what is he saying? John's saying, if you don't lay down your lives for others, then you don't love like Christ. I don't think that's what he's writing here. He said, this is how we know what love is. This is how we understand. See, Jesus laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. So he's saying, if there is ever a chance that we can put someone else's interest above ours, we should. If we should ever take someone else's interest in consideration other than our own, we should. We ought to sacrifice our lives for others. We ought to sacrifice. That was very different in biblical times than it is now. I would tell you now, sacrificing our lives looks different. It would look more like a blank calendar. It would look more like a blank calendar for you than a physical laying down of your life. It would look more like you taking an opportunity to just clear time and space for someone else. It was interesting. Spanky asked me this morning, he's like, hey, I got these days open and these hours, what are you doing? And I didn't have my calendar in front of me, so I couldn't answer him. Like, I don't know. I look at it when I get up and just try to get there. Right? But what if I was able to say, you know what? Doesn't matter. I'm going to sacrifice. Right? See, we're kind of bound to these times that we have to hold. We're bound to these schedules that we have to keep. And I'm not telling you it's not good to just do things, but it's also not good to not rest. And it's also not good to take time for others. We are, by nature, creatures that crave others to be around us. We crave that fellowship. We want to be in the presence of other people, which completely blows my mind because that's not normally how I am. You know, I got like my 3 or 4 and I'm good. But that's not always true. There are other times where I just crave being around other people. And if our schedules are so full, we can't. We can't sacrifice that time. We can't lay that down. I left my notes back here, so I got to go back. Rookie mistake. Rookie. Just teasing. So, this is how we know what love is. Christ laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. That can mean so many things as far as what we ought to do as far as laying down our lives. And I wanted to flip over to Romans chapter 5 real quick. And I want to show you another verse. It's Romans 5, verse 8. Les got dangerously close to it during the communion, and I thought he was going to steal it. Paul writes to the Romans, he says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. See, oftentimes I will look at someone and think, okay, you are worthy of my time or my sacrifice, right? You ever done that? I'll just talk about me and then you can think about you. Like, you are, I could sacrifice for you. And then, you know, sometimes I look at other people and like, I really just do not have time. What's the difference? Why do I do that? Other than being human, I can't explain it to you. That's just rhetorical for me. I don't know why I do that. But Christ didn't do that, did he? While we were still sinners, he demonstrated his love for us. While we were still sinners. He knew that some of us wouldn't come to him. And he knew that some of us would come to him and then reject him later. Peter. He knew that Peter was going to say, he says, Lord, I will lay down my life for you. And he says, really? Because by the third rooster crow, you're going to deny me 3 times. That's the conversation that they had. Because Peter said, Lord, I'll lay down my life for you. And Jesus is like, no, you won't. No, you won't. Stop talking. No. He says, while we're still sinners, he came and he died for us. So he thinks all of us are precious. He considers us all children. And that's the love that he has for us. And that's the love that it takes to sacrifice. I commend all the men and women that go into the military with the knowledge that when they're deployed, because it's not if you get deployed, it's when you're deployed, there's a possibility, no matter your MOS, that you are going to not come back. There's a possibility that something is going to go awry and you're not going to come back. And they do that on purpose. They willingly and intentionally and knowingly and all these other lees sign up. And they go. That's a hero. That's a hero, guys. They said, I don't really care about my interest right now. I'm more interested in the greater good. I'm more interested in fighting for this cause. I'm more interested in sacrificing a few years of my life, hopefully, for the betterment of my children or my children's children. But if that day may come when I don't come home, it was a worthy cause. See, they consider us worthy. There are 18-year-old kids getting out of high school that consider me and my family worthy to go and die. Hopefully not, but that's a risk. That's a risk. And that's the same risk that Jesus took. He knew he was going to die. He knew he had to die for the forgiveness of our sins. And what he's trying to tell us is, that doesn't matter. Love each other still. Take the opportunity to spend time with each other. Take the opportunity to demonstrate love. Love is a verb. I've told you this before. It's something we do. It's something. It's not just a feeling. It's not just an emotion. It's not just a warm fuzzy, but it's actually an action. It's something that we will portray to one another. We demonstrate. We show it. And this is how Christ showed us. He did a couple other ways, didn't he? He spent time with the people that needed time to be spent with. I marvel at this. Jesus, when he went to the temple, he wasn't there very long. Most of the times when he was in the city, he wasn't at the temple very long. For the same reason, when you're not sick, you don't go to the doctor. Right? If you're looking for those that are ill, you will go to the hospital. So that's where Jesus went. He went to the outside of the gates, outside of the temple, and he mingled along with the sinners because those people are who needed him. See, even though while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He died for each and every one of us. He said, I know in my heart that these people are worthy. And that blows my mind because there are people just that I could think off the top of my head. I'm like, I wouldn't die for you. I just wouldn't. Not on purpose. But that's not the kind of love I was called to have, is it? I was called to have a love that is sacrificial, that is non-judgmental. Guys, this love is a journey. You're not going to just one day wake up and say, I love the entire world. Won't judge it at all. Everything's good. If you get there, let me know how you found it. We'll bottle it and sell it. Right? But seriously, there is no magic pill to that. You're not going to just be able to arrive at this love. Why? Because we talked about this earlier. The sin of one man cause us all to be sinners. So in our sin, we won't always be loving. But Christ says, when you remember me and you think about my love, have the love for others that I have for you. Every Sunday morning when we come together, we have communion with one another. And one of the verses or a part of the scriptures that we read, it says, do this in remembrance of me. I'm not into big man-made rituals. We do communion every week because Jesus said to. He said, when you're in the presence, break bread and do this in remembrance of me. He says, have a Memorial Day every Sunday when you come together at church. He says, think about the sacrifice that I made for you and do this in remembrance of me. That's why I love when we are able to come together at the table and just break bread and have communion together. That's why I love when we have fellowship times and we have bring-in lunches and, you know, and everybody's just sitting around the table and we're just hanging out. Because when we're coming together and we're spending time and we're eating and whatever we're doing, we are showing that love to one another. Because how many people got something to do as soon as you leave here? We took time for one another. We sacrificed for one another. I just can't wrap my mind around Jesus knowing that some of us wouldn't accept him, but still counting us worthy to die for. that kind of love, I don't know that I'll know until we get up to heaven and we can be in His perfect presence. And we can experience that love right there face to face. This morning I would encourage you to remember those that have fallen, including Jesus Christ. Because greater love has no one than He who laid down His life for His friend. And He says, I am your friend if you do as I command. So if we do as Jesus commanded, He counts us as friends. And He says, I lay down my life for my friends. Therefore, He has laid down His life for us. And greater love has no one than He. Greater love has no one than Jesus Christ for us. Let's pray. Father, I just thank You so much for Your love and Your grace. I thank You for demonstrating Your love for us, for being an example, for showing us and then telling us of Your love. God, I pray every single day we're able to reflect You well, that we're able to listen to Your words, and we are able to enact them, that we are able to show Your love to each other. Father, I just thank You so much for the sacrifices of those men and women who have died for our freedom. And I thank You for the sacrifice of Jesus, who also died for our freedom, who has given us eternal life through the acceptance of grace. And it's in His name I pray. Amen. All right, I'm going to have the praise team come up. We're going to sing an invitation song. I'm going to have the elders come up. The elders and I will be available to pray with you. We'll be up front here if you need someone to pray with. The praise team is going to sing another song, so we're going to praise God just one more time. And I just ask you this morning, if you haven't yet, or maybe you have and you walked away, accepted the grace of Jesus, I'd love to talk to you about it. I'd love to pray with you. I'd love to just tell you about what He's done for me and how freeing that is and how His sacrifice has given us life. So if you would stand and sing with us this final song.